Hey, Kim, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call. I was just finishing up with another client.
It's okay. How's it going?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking.
Okay,
hey, did you get your... I know you called last week. I think I was out that day, but there was a... you got the product fixed, right, on your website?
Yeah, they fixed the products and everything.
Awesome, awesome. I'm taking a look at the notes. Okay. So how can I help
you?
Yeah,
they're fixing my call. I was wondering, you know where I put the 20% off from the client?
Uh-huh.
Can we switch that to 10%?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me, hold on, let me dash revisions right now. And you want that changed everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said 10% off, right?
Yeah, 10%.
Okay. Let me dash. Give me a second. Revision request.
I forgot what I wanted to ask. Oh, and also, see the email asking me if I want to do my own brand of a domain or an email. I didn't understand it.
So that's a Google Workspace, right? So let me pull up your domain right now and see what it is. So, psychicreadingsbykim.net, right? So what a Google Workspace would be, it would be like kim@psychicreadingsbykim.net, or some clients do like, you know, appointments at psychic, like you could set it to whatever you want.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically just like a business email though. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't think I really need that right now.
Yeah, if you did want it, it's, what is it? It's $99 setup fee for that, and then it's $19 a month, I believe, added to your current monthly, just so you're fully aware.
Okay, yeah, I've seen something like that, because I asked on the text, and they told me it was like $99 and stuff, but I just wasn't sure, like, what was that? Maybe down the road.
Yeah, I'd let this get rolling and get some more clients from it, right? And then you could always upgrade, you know, it's an additional 19 per month for Google Workspace.
Yeah.
And it the cool thing about it is you keep all your business stuff in one email, you know, and it looks a little more professional. But, you know, I think as it is right now, you should be good to go, you know.
Okay, perfect. Now, if I want to change anything, what do I go on to change it?
So what you're going to want to do is go to your dashboard to make any changes.
Okay.
So
okay.
In there, like under promoted URL, you'll see website editor, right? If you want changes on your website, you are able to do them yourself, or you could just call in, right?
Okay.
And then also, if you go to like Facebook ads, you could even change the way your ad looks, business information. You could change like the description. Like your dashboard is kind of your hub to kind of do everything, you know? To make any changes.
For everything with the Facebook and everything.
Facebook, for Google, for everything. You know, some clients prefer to just call, text, or email in for the changes. But if you want to be like super hands-on, you can make any of these changes from your dashboard as well.
Okay. Because I'm not good, like I told you, with computers. So I tried to do a few things and it wasn't working for me. So
what changes, like, specifically?
I wanted the 10%, the 20% off that I wanted.
Right.
And I was trying to make it 10%, but that wasn't working for me. And I guess I'll just update now the Facebook, like just make it all the same as like the Google and all that.
Right. I'm trying to see, so on the website, it's probably better you called about the 10% change. That way they can change it everywhere instead of just in one spot. You know what I'm saying? So
who did I call?
Already submitted it to our tech side for them to have it changed everywhere from 20% off to the 10% off.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So they'll get on that. And then let me see. Yeah, that's about it. It looks like everything else is on pace from what I can see, you know.
Okay, perfect. And the only thing I was telling the lady, I'm not sure if she did it, I wanted my number also added on there.
Your number added. So right now you have the call tracking number. So
yes.
The call tracking number, the benefit of that is it'll cut down like on like robo and spam calls. Plus, you know when it's a business call coming through, right? And it forwards to your phone. So did you want to, you wanted to get rid of the tracking number altogether and put your phone?
No, I don't want to do that. I just wanted to add mine also.
Okay, let me see if she did it.
Because you know what it is? Because when I do the virtual readings, they got to sell me or Venmo, and then
they need your phone.
They need the phone.
I see she added it to the website. So it's on there right now. Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Have a great rest of your day, Kim. Thank you for calling.
Too,
all right, bye.